I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Misguided anger. Anyway, and then I just went, run! And we all had to peg it out of the fire exit because she was chasing her, our mates were chasing her, the doorman were chasing her, like, everybody was like, get them! Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week, I am joined by DJ, reality star, and my favourite ref. It's Jordan Davies, everybody! Woo!
Hey! What an intro that was.
Did you laugh? Right, honestly, I get everything else in the podcast. Like, my producer writes my questions. She's so great. Like, my technical staff do all that. Like, everybody comes together. But that's the only bit that I can take credit for. And I always love it when the guests love it because I think, yes, that was me.
Yeah, it made me feel very, very loved and special. I appreciate it.
Oh, no. Well, you are. You're loved and special. And I'm so grateful you're here. Right, so first things first. I hear you've been together with your bird 4 years now.
Me and Isabel, so we've been together like over 4 years now, and we've just got a place together in the country. So if I look a bit grainy, that's why, because my signal, we've only recently moved here, and it's a bit of a nightmare. But 4 years now, going strong still.
So me and Eric kind of been together about 4 years as well. And I remember, didn't we all meet in Magaluf or something? We did, didn't we?
Yeah, I think you had a meet and greet then. I think that was when you and Eric just started. I think you just got together recently, I think. But that's when you met Isabel. Yeah, it's just a bit of a fun and random night. But no, it was nice to see, because you just started a relationship. Me and Isabel were quite new as well. So yeah, it was just when those random ones, it turned into a brilliant night.
And I just remember thinking she was like the most gorgeous, but like also the kindest girl. Like, and you don't often get those two together. Like, she had such a lovely energy. So I'm so happy you're still together.
Yeah, well, Isabel said the exact same about you. She was like, I didn't expect Vicky to be this friendly and this nice, because obviously, you know, with your status, she was just like, and she'd only just recently started. She was like, I can't believe how friendly she was. Like, she was just so amazing. So yeah, credit to you as well.
You were so smooth there saying my status, because I really thought you were just going to say like, oh, because you know you were a bitch on the telly. Well, anyway, I'm so happy. And where have you moved to? Obviously, don't give us postcodes on out, but are you Welsh? Like, are you in Wales, or are you more where Izzy's from? What's the crack?
I was living with Izzy during COVID, so I moved in with her, but now we've now moved back to Wales. So obviously, as a Welshman, I love it here, but like I said, because we're living in the country, it's like, you know, we've got like loads of land, and it's just a complete contrast to, you know, my DJ life. So when I'm DJing, it's like loads of clubs, crazy all over the place. And then I come home and it's just silent, just in the country, nothing going on. So yeah, it's a bit mad.
Do you love that though? Because what you're describing sounds like my idea of heaven. Like, I have this dream of my not so distant future just being middle of nowhere, fucking loads of dogs, barely any people, like zero traffic. Like, I have to do my food shop a week in advance on Ocado, otherwise it doesn't arrive. Like, that is like isolation is just what I am completely striving for, the older and more miserable I become. But are you struggling with that? Would you prefer it to be a little bit less remote, or are you just proper embracing it?
No, do you know, it's lovely, because, you know, you've got so much peace and quiet. And like I said, we've got four dogs, well, four chihuahuas anyway. So it's a bit crazy. But yeah, really, really manly dog, you know, like really cool.
I didn't have you pegged as a chihuahua man, babe.
Well, you would, yeah, well, you know, the thing is, because they're so small, they're just easy to look after, like, but they're a bit nuts. But yeah, it's just lovely living here because, like I said, it's so peaceful. And, you know, like, we live behind a forest, so if we want to go for a walk, we just walk out the back door and then we're in a forest. So, you know, it can be a bit scary at night when, you know, there's no one around you in the middle of nowhere. But no, it's lovely. Like I said, it's just the sunsets, like, we're on top of a mountain. So the sunsets, you know, it's just stunning. So, yeah.
Fucking hell, Jordan. This literally sounds amazing. So was it a, oh God, I'm so obsessed with house stuff and I'm desperate to talk to you about like the news that you're using Wakanda and everything and getting into your work. But I am just showing how much of a, like, I'm so in my 30s. This is very interesting to me. This is like my porn. So are you doing the house up? Is it like, was it an old cottage vibe or you, what's the crack?
Yeah, so it's like a big, like, six-bedroom house, but we've got an outbuilding that we're converting into, like, another three-bedroom property. And, like, we've got a tennis court. I'm building a studio.
No, Jordan, fuck off. I'm moving to Wales. This is so
good. There's a lot going on. Like, if we put, like, a little camping site here, it'd be brilliant. So, yeah, but there's a lot. Like I said, we've got, like, 5 acres of land. There's a lot going on. So, yeah, it's pretty fun.
Oh, my God. I am so jealous. But then, having said that, right, we bought a brand new property and we're dead close to like Epping Forest and stuff. You know, we thought of the dogs and everything, and I'm still close to London for work, but this was my first step to getting that like peaceful life that I probably like crave. But we bought it pretty much brand new, so we didn't have to do much, but I've still found things to do, mate. You know, like I want the garage made into a cinema room, that like, you want the garden landscape, like walk-in wardrobes here, there. And 2 years down the line, we're still doing it. And I'm still habitually very stressed with it all. And I just need to know if I'm mental or if you're stressed with it as well. You don't strike me as the person who gets stressed at anything, though.
Yeah, well, the thing is, when we found the property, we obviously went, oh, this is the one. But then when we moved in, it's like all the little things that you discover that you wouldn't see just from going to view it. And, you know, there's like, we've had to just do so much stuff. But it's good fun. And like I said, when I'm not DJing, it's always that I've always got something else to do or projects. And so putting your own stamp on it is just amazing, obviously.
You're being kept busy is what I'm hearing.
I don't need the gym. I don't need the gym anymore because there's no gym near me. But this is my gym workout now.
Are you quite handy then?
Well, my hands don't look it, but I've been doing quite a lot and just learning along the way. YouTube's been my best friend. I've become a plumber. I've become, you know, a builder. Like, it's just, yeah, it's good fun, but I love it. Wouldn't change it for the world.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Master of fuck all.
Honestly, mate, I swear, like, Erkan is so handsome and I love him so much, right? But he is about as much use as a fucking chocolate watch at doing absolutely anything in terms of, like, house stuff. I remember, and it was in lockdown, actually, and we lived in a flat in Brentwood that I had. And it was lovely. And, like, it was fully furnished. When I moved in, I had a designer, blah, blah, blah. And it was just, when we moved back to it, I needed one mirror hanging. That was it. And this mirror hung in the, like, just lay in the hallway for 4 months until lockdown was over. And his brother, who's like a plumber, electrician, like does a bit of everything, could come and do it. I'm not even joking, yeah. I know. And like, honestly, he used to be a project manager on a building site as well, you know.
No way. That's insane.
I think his ex-girlfriend, like, it was his dad who gave him the job. His ex-girlfriend's dad. So talk about shagging his way at the top, eh? Oh, bless him. But it's good to know that you're getting somewhere, you're doing bits yourself. I'm really excited for you both. You're so grown up, Jordan. When did this happen?
But I'm still doing Weekender. That's the weird thing. I'm still on the same show that I was a decade ago. They just can't get rid of me. It's like, it's weird.
How do you feel about that though? Are you like buzzing? Like, yes, I am like a hermit on this show, like a barnacle. You're not getting rid of me. Or are you like, oh my God, I'm back again? How do you feel? Are you just so excited by the new series? Or are you thinking, shit, I'm getting a bit old?
Well, the thing is, because obviously, I've done it for so long, every year they're like, oh, right, we don't know if we're going to take you. And then it comes a month before and they ring me, they're like, right, Jordan, so we want you back again. And I'm like, well, I can't say no, but it's that I've been fired, I've been sacked, and it's back. And every series is like, oh, I'm back again, I'm back again, I'm back again. But it's just, it's an amazing show because like, unlike, you know, like Ex on the Beach stuff, which we've done, where like you're stuck in a villa, you don't really come out. With this one, you're literally like, you know, Ibiza, Magaluf, Cavos. You're abroad on holiday for a month, getting paid for it, having fun with guests. And yeah, it's just, it's an amazing show. Like I said, you can drink, not, well, this one you couldn't really drink much, but before you could drink as much as you wanted. So it was actually like a dream show. And yeah, it's more, and it's all about having fun on that show. So it's not like stressful or anything like that. So that's why I just love it. And, you know, it's just giving that experience to people's first ever time holiday if they've never been abroad before. And like they go, oh, thank you so much. Like, you've given me the best time ever. It's just, you know, you feel like you've done something good in a weird way. Yeah. So yeah, it's just a fun show.
It is a fun show and it is so great. You know what you're giving me? Dude, have you ever done Coach Trip? I feel like you
No, I love that show though. That would, I've always watched that. Brendan, I love Brendan.
You're like the Brendan of Weekender.
No way. I'm not the Brendan. David's the more the Brendan. David's definitely
yeah.
The more Brendan.
Yeah, fair enough. David may be the Brendan.
I'm the best like, driver.
I just meant with your staying power, that's all. Like, and it's something to be proud of, mate. Like, it's an amazing thing that the show's been going this long and it's still popular. There's still that appetite for it. And, you know, I know we're joking, but the fact that they keep having you back, Jordan, it just shows, like, you're great entertainment and you are an imperative part of that show. I don't think it'd be the same without you, mate.
Well, it's because I think in total, I worked it out the other night, there's been like 36 reps in total that have come and gone on the show. But I'm like the only one who's done every single series, even the one where we did the spin-off boat party one in Croatia. It's like, but I don't know what it is, because for me, I see myself as someone normal. Like, I got scouted for the show on Magaluf Strip. So I was literally working on the strip and they went, look, we like you. Do you want to do the show? So I never really ever wanted to be on TV and it just kind of fell into my lap. And every scene, I just don't know why they've kept me. But yeah, it's just, it's strange. It's just, it's obviously, I appreciate it so much because, you know, ITV, they can be quite brutal with getting rid of people and stuff. But yeah, I don't know what it is. It's something I've obviously got that they like, or I don't know, they just probably think, all right, he's an idiot. He'll do what we say. So let's get him on it again.
You're being seriously self-deprecating. You're obviously, like, you're great at what you do and everybody obviously loves you. I think it's mad hearing that that's how you got found. You were just, what were you doing? What were you working as in Magaluf? Which bar? Because I did a couple of seasons there as well.
So I was working at the Three Lines Karaoke Bar. So
of course you were.
A Welshman. It doesn't really make sense, does it? But yes, I was just working on the strip and then... There was like a group of 30 people came towards my bar and I was like, it's a bit weird. So I helped get them in, got them in. And then they just filled my terrace with one drink each and they were just staring at me. And I went to the guys working me. I was like, are they like some weird like swingers association? Because, you know, there's men, women and all just staring at me. And then after an hour, the guy gets up, shakes my hand and he's like, oh, by the way, I'm a producer for this brand new show we're starting in Magaluf. And it's called The Magaluf Weekender. Would you want to start? Would you want to be a part in it? And I went, well, I don't believe you. He was like, well, look, here's a contract. If you want to do it, let me know. And I went right there. It's got two bottles of Sambuca. I went, if all of you do a shot, I'll sign it. So literally, from that point, we went, right, quit your job. You start filming in 2 weeks. And then 2 weeks later, I was in a hotel filming a rap show. So, yeah, completely random.
2 weeks later, he's Mr. Magaluf.
Yeah, but it was just so bizarre because I was like, then, because obviously being a worker, then going out with all the cameras in your face, obviously I'm ready to like, what the hell are you doing? But yeah, obviously when we started the show, like we didn't know if it was ever going to take off because, you know, there's so many, well, back then there was obviously really only, well, Geordie Shaw, Towie, maybe Chelsea, and obviously we were starting out really. So, you know, it was just a show that we didn't ever know if it was going to do well, and it has, and, you know, 10 series in now, decade down the line.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
That's nothing to be sniffed at, that, you know. Like, it's so hard to get shows recommissioned these days. And TV is such a brutal space. And God, if you're going back 10 years ago, the way we consume content now is so different. Like Netflix, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, all this. Like, even podcasts, you know. Like, people consume content differently. And the fact that you are still making it, people are still watching it, mate, it's a true testament to the format. Yeah. And you guys, it's such a good show.
Yeah.
I feel like I must have told you how I got found for Geordie Shore.
No, tell us again. Come on.
Did I tell you? Because I'm not boring you, Jordan.
No, I don't think you have, you know.
Okay. You're being too polite. You'd say, I fucking heard this a million times.
I genuinely don't think I have at all.
So same vibes, right? Like, I was working in Newcastle at the time in bars and nightclubs. And like, I'd gone to uni, got this degree, thought I was going to be like the UK's answer to Carrie Bradshaw, thought I was going to like move to Manchester and wear tutus and write about relationships, because I did like drama, media and culture studies and journalism and stuff at uni. Anyway, I just ended up moving back with my ma and dad because I was skint and like going out with an ex-boyfriend who was such a knob, and like just knocking about with all my old mates and thinking I was William Large Penis in town again, you know. I've lived in Liverpool and now I'm back, like, you know, typical early 20s attitude. Yeah. Stuff. And so I was the door whore. If your name wasn't on the list, door you weren't whore. Getting it.
I've never heard that.
Oh my God. Well, I made the mistake once of saying, I said, oh, you know, I was on the door, which is what I used to say. And I said it once in an interview now, right? And the fucking journalist wrote it up as that I used to work the doors, which is like a bouncer.
Yeah.
So now everyone who's like read me Wikipedia goes to and says, oh yeah, you used to be a door woman. And I'm like, no, I didn't used to be a fucking door woman. I'm 5'6". I've taken to clarifying. I was the hostess, should we say, for a nicer way of putting it. Anyway, did it for ages, absolutely loved it. I think I got a little bit drunk on the power, if I'm honest. I was such a bitch. And then one night, all these, like you say, like producers came in, but I didn't know. And like, they weren't really drinking. They were like looking around and sort of, they were just in my little VIP area and they were like being like eagle-eyed on everybody. And I was like, what the fuck? These people are odd. Like, normally in Newcastle, everyone's just having the best time. So I found it bizarre. But anyway, they come up to us same to you and they were like, we are trying to cast a new show for MTV called Geordie Shore. And obviously Jersey Shore was out. It was massive. Like, I knew exactly sort of what they were looking for. And they were like, can you help? And I was like, absolutely, yeah. And I sort of became like their unofficial tour guide. So I got them in all my little VIP rooms, you know, all the big student nights, all whatever. And also they'd be like, oh, what's he like? And I'd be like, he talks a good game, but he kind of pull a muscle. Like, you know, I'd be like, what about her? And I'd be like, she'll be Clash of Guns, or like a granny on ice skates, you know. I was sort of trying to give them the inside scoop on everyone. And they did ask, this is a dual fancy auditioning. And at the time, like, Tawi was out. And I don't know, I didn't think it was for me, you know. Because I wasn't really glam and put together in a girly girl. We were feral, me and my mate. So I was like, oh, this isn't for me. But, like, I'll absolutely help. And we had a lovely time, like, going out and stuff. Anyway, one night, I was out with all my mates and, like, 20 strong Geordie lasses, like, proper. Yeah. Just booled into this nightclub, and one of the producers was just standing on his own, like dancing a bit at a bar with a drink on his own. And I was like, I went over and I went, are you out on your own? And he was like, no, obviously I'm working. I was like, but everybody else, it just looks like you're out on your own, mate. I said, come and stand with us, we'll have a good night. So we did. We had the best night ever, Jordan, like drinking, dancing, like in the DJ box, like just acting like we fucking owned the place, which you do when you're 20 odd, don't you? And I was telling them this story and I was showing off, like, full disclosure, because this man was like in TV and from London or wherever, which seemed impossibly cosmopolitan to me.
Yeah.
And I was just chatting and blah, 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 everything. And I was telling this story, my hands were going everywhere. I'm so animated. And I knocked over this drink on this girl. And I swear, dear, I just knocked it. It wasn't on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
And she just fucking stood up and started kicking off. And she was like, "You've just fucking thrown your drink on me. Who do you think you are?" And I was like, "Oh my God, I've been trying to show off for this man and I've made such a huge mess." So I was like, "Listen, I'm so sorry, lass. Like, I didn't mean to. I knocked it with my arms and blah, blah." And all my pals are like, "Are you going to let her talk to you like that?" Because no. back in the day, we were a bit wild. And I was like, "Lasses, will you shut up? I'm trying to make like a good impression on this bloke." Anyway, I was like, come on, we'll go. Because this girl wasn't calming down. A couple of our friends were standing up and I thought, "Oh God, it's all going to kick off." And the bloke, like, desperately wanted her to leave as well. He was not used to confrontation, quite clearly. So he was like, "Come on. We'll just go. I was like, "That's it. We'll go somewhere else. It'll be fine." Anyway, I turned to walk away and she went, "That's right. Walk away, you slag."
No.
She did. So I just thought, then my mates were like, "You can't let her get away with that." And I was like, "You're quite right. I really can't." So I turned around feeling like my honour had absolutely been compromised and just was like, "Listen, I didn't throw a fucking drink at you. It was an accident. Because if I'd thrown a drink at you, I would have done this." And I took a drink out of her hand and I threw it in her face.
No.
It was horrible, John. Obviously, I do not condone this behaviour now. I was young, naive, misguided anger. Anyway, and then I just went, "Run!" And we all had to peg it out of the fire exit because she was chasing her, our mates were chasing her, the doorman were chasing her. Like, everybody was like, "Get them!" So we ran all as far as we could. In my heels and my tiny skirt and everything else. And then we jumped in taxis and went to Powerhouse, which I don't know if you've ever been, but it's this unreal gay club in Newcastle. Like, it's open till like 6 o'clock in the morning. Everyone's just having a sick vibe. So good. So we're all in there. Like, everyone's got the pink cowboy hats on, their whistles, we're doing shots, like glow sticks. It was just so good. it was brilliant. And this producer's like mortal Jordan. Like,
by this point,
we're still there. Legend. He loved it. He loved the crack. Anyways, there. And like, I looked at him at one point and I knew he had work the next day. And I was like, "Oh, I'm going to have to get him home." So me and my pals like pretty much slung him over my shoulder and carried him to the jury's inn where he was staying and propped him in his room. And he turned to us and he went, "Vicky, don't audition. Don't meet the execs." He went, "Just be on the fucking show." And I was like, "If you still feel that way in the morning, give us a ring, mate." Because I thought, he's seen as at me worse now. Like, I know he doesn't want me to be, like, talking about vajazzles in, like, a beautician's. I know he wants somebody a bit wild. And if that's what you want, then that's what I am. And the rest is history, yeah. Jordan.
I can't believe did he run out the fire exit with you as well?
Yeah, he shall remain nameless. All I will say is we called him Dragon Nostrils because he had very big nostrils. But I'm not going to say his real name.
What a nickname.
You love that being Welsh, do you not?
Yeah, I do, but yeah, I've never heard that either. Jack and Oscars. That's crazy. What a story.
But haven't we come so far, Jordan?
Yeah, that's just, I didn't expect that. It was built that just insane. I can't believe we're still there. And yeah, because it's like you said, when people are drunk and they go, "Oh yeah," it's like when you get drunk with your mates and you go, "Right, you know, let's go on, we're going to Ibiza next month for 2 weeks," and it's like the next morning you don't say anything about it. It's like, you know, when you plan those holidays and then you're like, "Right, no one's ever going to mention that." But that's a crazy story. But unless he stuck to his word, and you know,
yeah.
I bet he's so glad he took you. I bet he was like, "Wow!" But when they found you, I bet he was like, "You must have got a promotion," because to find you, I bet they're thinking, "You've done us a good one there."
He must have thought, yeah, he probably did. He's probably doing like really high up somewhere, just thinking, "Thank God I met that crazy cow in that nightclub." Jordan, I'm so sorry. I feel like I've talked more than you have in part one, and that's not how we do things here at Vicky Pets and Secret 2. In part two, I want to hear all about the new series, all about the old series, and all about your DJing. So will you join me?
Of course I will.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.